With Brandon Tanev at the end.
Yeah, he's going in tonight, so he gets the speech, the first game speech, and we're looking forward to seeing him. He's had a couple of good days of practice, a little more comfortable here now.
It's been standing out. I know it's a small sample, but it stood out.
Oh, he's got real good speed, real good quickness, and in the drills anyway, he's picked up what we're trying to do. So going to forgive quite a few mistakes or positional situations today. I want him to enjoy the game. I want him to take it all in and then just play his game.
The word tenacity is often used when describing him. Do you think that'll help him as he gets ready?
Yeah, he's a little older, and because of that, a lot of the amateurs out of his game. He's on the puck. There's very little looping at straight lines and quickness, so he gets there fast, and he doesn't have a problem staying in on the puck.
It's probably too early now, but is he a guy you could envision being a good penalty killer kind of down
the road? Well, we may use him here tonight. We want to see what he can do.
So Halaschuk comes out then?
Yeah.
For Brandon, first day that he had skating here, he was just gassed and hadn't been on the ice for about a week.
Yeah.
We've had him for about a week. Is his hockey back in him here?
Yeah, I think so. You know, he's had some good stiff skates too. He was able to get through all the skates in the right amount of time at the right pace. The recovery has improved over the week that he's been here. You know, you take some time off, you got to get back on the ice and get your legs under you. I'm sure he's going to keep real short shifts here tonight.
I know it's singular focus for Anaheim tonight, but what's the preparation like for this week, knowing this is your last trip of the year?
It's been like this for a while. What we have to look forward to are three teams that are gearing up to play in the playoffs, and they want to play the game a certain way. So it's actually in some ways easier to prepare because it'll be a structured game. They're really focused on being a strong defensive team, awful lot of speed, and they can open you up like they did to Calgary the other night. But they're going to play the game the right way, and that, which is good because you can assess your players against that then.
Has it made you happy as a coach the way your club's been able to elevate your game up to these playoff contenders?
Yeah, there's always a qualifier in there because it's a little different when they see our lineup. It's a little different for them. But there's always the nervousness going into these three games, the top three teams in the Pacific, that we haven't had one of those nights where the guys, came out slow and couldn't get better or just didn't seem to have the compete level. These three games are going to be difficult for us to match it all night long, but that's the challenge.
You had made your view on Brian Little pretty clear. Was it a tough sell to him to sort of have to take the reins back a bit?
Those guys want to play. Any good pro is going to play hurt. You know what I mean? It's just the nature of the game. And I'm not talking about playing injured, playing hurt with the bruises and bumps that an NHL season puts on a guy. But that one for me is pretty easy. Unless it was 100% clear and ready to go, there wouldn't be a point to putting him back in. And you just wouldn't forgive yourself if anything came of it.
A little addictive for Brandon Kitchen to get in the lineup. I know he's insurance now.
Yeah,
you want to see him before Saturday?
I would like to. We have four young guys, either in experience or age, that are playing an important role here right now. And we have an injury. I have no problem putting them in. If a guy really falls off and he deserves to come out, I didn't have no problem putting them in. But we're, Melchior and Postman got a little bit of chemistry going today. These are really important games for Julian. And both Trouba and Sherrod are playing in high minute roles, and we want them to continue to do that.
Paul, your top line with Ehlers and Wheeler playing with Scheifele going as well as they have all year, and if so, why are they going so well right now?
Well, they came together probably early January for a bit, and then we just had injuries that kind of kept them from playing together a lot. They've gone back in after Brian got hurt again. All three skate very, very well. And Nick Ehlers has learned the game and understood the game now so much better than he did 6 months ago. Scheifele and Wheeler had a chemistry going back to last year. But they're still growing. They've been able to put some numbers up on games that they weren't fantastic in. They had a tough one against Ottawa the other night and then found a way to come back and be quite a bit better the next night. It's two young guys on that line. Mark's in his third year and Nicky's in his first, so there's lots of be very patient with some of the nights maybe that you don't love because there have been, really the block of games they played together, they played very well.
From the opposing coach's view, what makes Ryan Kessler tough to play against?
Well, he's got the elements of skill in a real fast, hard man's body. I mean, he gets up and down the ice very, very quickly. He's a smart defensive player, and he values that in his game. But there's a skill level there as well. So, you know, you run against offensive lines, and they're going to see an awful lot of Mark Scheifele here tonight. And if you can frustrate them enough, they'll eventually open up their game, and there's enough skill and speed and talent on that line with his wingers that they make the most of it.
Do you try to get away from that match against Kessler if you can?
Not here tonight. Not early. That's the job. That's what I want Mark to play against. I want him to battle against that, and we'll see what other matchups we get, but I'd like Lowry to play against Getzlaf. Those are the roles that we're training these guys for, and when Mark gets to that 25 to 27 age range and you're on the road and you're in a big game, he's going to see that. You don't want to be messing up your bench too much trying to hide your best offensive players. So we'll leave it early and see what they can generate and see what they can learn from playing against a line like that.